Hello to all my friends in Tomo and around the world. We're continuing on with Shiurim and Mishnayos. Today we're doing Maseches Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, which is Gemara and Daf Pei Amud Beis. And the Mishnah begins, B'kol Ma'arevin, with everything you can do, make an Erev. Rav says we're talking about Erev Techumen, because Erev Chatzeres, you have to only use bread. Tiferes Yisrael says, it seems to me that here we're talking about saying B'kol Ma'arevin means with all types of food is roi for an Erev. Some are good for Erev Chatzeres, like bread, even if it's not a complete piece of bread. And some is not roi, only for Tchumim and Shitufim Mevos, like other types of food and drink. Chutz v'na Mayim v'melech, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Mishnah says, you can't use Mayim v'melech for any of these. Rav says, that include what's coming to teach you is the Eruv Chatzeris, you can make an Eruv with a broken piece of bread, that would be good. And you don't need a whole kikar. Tiferes Yisrael says, water and salt is not good for an Eruv, but if you have water and salt mixed together, then it is good for Tchumim and Mavos. This is in Siman Shin Pei Vav and Taf Tes. Some say you need even some oil in there. And some say you need some spices. The Tesis Yantav Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, Devei Masel Chutz, says the reason of Erevin is because your mindset and your dira are going to be the place where your food is. And the person who's making Erev is like he is eating and being shovis there, resting in that place, in the place where he put the Erev. And from there he's going to have another 2,000 amas to walk. So therefore, it has to be davar mozoin. It has to be something that it's going to be something that he could satiate himself from. That's what you need there. Rashi, Rabbi Yonasan, and Meiri say that. Well, that first, last one was from Rashi, but Rabbi Yonasan and Meiri he brings say that water and melech are given for free, and they're not chashuv. And it's not something you can use as a transaction. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kikar Hu Erev. No, you have to use the Kikar. Rav says, he argues, and he says, only a complete Kikar is an Erev, and Halacha is like him. The Mishnah continues, Afilo Mafasa, Vehi Prusa, Ema Arvin Ba. Even if you have something, a large baked item as a saw, but it's not complete, it's a piece. You can't make an Erev with it. Rav says the reason is because of Eva. We want people to get along, because some of the people of Chatzir will get into a machlok, because they'll say, we gave a whole loaf, and he only gave a partial loaf. So we want everybody to be on the same playing field. Everyone should give a whole loaf. Lach Shlomo says, the Maskana Gemara is, and even if they all gave together pieces of bread, it also would not work. Because maybe it'll go back to the same problem I have originally. It's going to come to that someday someone's going to give a partial and someone's going to give a whole piece, and you're going to run into arguments. But if it's a situation where it won't come to these arguments, like if one person is being mezaka for everybody, then the Rush and the Mardechai and the Tur and the Gaon's Maimonides all say that you could make an Erev with the Prusa. There's no one there to argue with him. He's the only one doing it. The Mishnah says, Kikar be'Isser, v'hu shalom arvin bo. If you have a Kikar the size of an Isser, a small coin, as long as it's a complete Kikar, you can use it for the Erev. Rashi says, small like the size of an Isser. And the Rav says, you give it for the Erev with other Kikras of the Baal Chatzar, as long as everybody together, have the Gregorius for each person. And the Rambam explains that Kikar Shalom Ki Iser, you make an Erev with it by itself. That Kikar, that's a small size of Iser, that would be good enough for the whole B'nai Chatzar. You don't have to have a special Shear for the people in the Chatzar. Tesis Yantiv brings that Rashi explains Kemidas Iser, the size of an Iser, and similarly it seems like the Rambam in his Perish Mishnais also says this. It's the pshat of the Rambam that the Rav brought, and his lashon is, even if it's a shear mu'at, even if it's a small shear. And look what he wrote in Perek Dal Mishnah Gimel, Pesachos Eisa Sheni, check there, and he says even though there are smaller coins, less than an Isser, like a Masmus Kundruk, similar things like that, as it mentions in the first Perek Kedushin, Daf Yud Beis of Aleph. Still, Dafka, we're talking about an Isser, that has to be a little chashev, at least a size of the Isser. Not a coin smaller than that, the size of the bread that you're leaving, the whole loaf of bread. Continuing on, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and the Gemara is on Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. Nosen Adam Molech Emri, a person can give 100 of the coinage to the Chembeni, Rashraf says, is the person who sells wine and lives with him in the Mavui. He can give it to him, as Yisrael says, and we're asked, what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? He's the one who's saying this. Well, it was no Mashiach, just giving him the coin. How is he going to be Zeicha for you? And he answers, with this din of Erev, they went back to the din of Arba Prok and Bashana, as it mentions in Perek Hay and Fchul and Mishnah Dalet, that during those times, the Chum said, it's okay, you can use the din Torah to Mekuchu Memkar, that money is Kona, like the Rav explains there. It was like usually around the times of the Yom Tovim, where they have to buy Karbanas. Here too, there's a Tikkun Shabbos. You want to have someone, you want to kind of purchase your rights in the air, even without making a mashicha, the Chum say you can go back to the din Torah that Ma'as Akonis. So you can give the Ma'at to the Chemveni, Ulanachtim, or the baker, Kineshi Yiskolo Erev, Divir Rebelezer. So he should be Zocha for you for the Erev. That's what Rebelezer says. Rashi Rav explained that someone who sells these loaves and lives with him in the Chatzar, he's giving him money, should be Mizaka for him in the Erev with his friends, if they come to buy from you wine for the Shitif, or the Nechazar come to you to buy a kicker for the Erev, my money should be there to have a part in what they're doing. The Ziyantif brings the quote of the Rav, O Lanachtam, and similarly, O is left out in our Mishnah, we have it, Vilanachtam. He says the Gersha should be O Lanachtam, not both the Chenvini and the Nachtam, but either or, and this is Rashi's shot, and it's also the Girsa in the Rishami, and it's Ola Nachtam. The first Israel says, he tells him, when the people of the Chatzah comes to buy from you a pas for Erev, give them a little bit more than you normally would give, based on the money that I'm giving you. The Chamarim lo zachol ma'osav. The Chamarim say, no, money is not good enough, you didn't make a kinyan mashicha, handing money would not work. Rav and Rashi say, Mars and Akana into Yidu Mashicha, and even if this Chemini made an error for everybody else, and it was Zaka for them, it would not be an error because he wasn't in this coven to be Zaka for him for free. Like the rest of the Mazakim and Erev, he had in mind to do it for the money. And it's not Kona for him because money by itself is not Kona. Since Mars and Akana's, and Rashi says he doesn't have a smichas das with this, and he didn't have an das to sell it to him either. So it works out he's going to actually plan on being ma'arav to him with his money. Rashi says shalom idaita, and that would not be sufficient to point you a lesson. So Yisrael says because ma'as and akonos until you do mashicha, even though it's a tzarech mitzvah here, even though normally tzarech mitzvah is ma'as konos, I guess the Erev is not considered a tzarech mitzvah. That would be in Zuchesh Mishpat Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes about Malas Kainis for Dvar Mitzvah. So, he says the reason is because when we say Malas Kainis is for Dvar Mitzvah, that's only as far as the fact that the Moker can't go back on his word. But still, it's not his, the buyer's, it's not his yet, like you need to have by the Erev. But if the Nachtam was a Zaka to him through a third party, that would work because he's making a Shliach to do the Mashiach for him. That's Erechaim Shin Samach Tes. Tesis Daf Pei Alef Amud Alef Divrei Maskal Zachal Ma'osav says that Rashi says even if the Chevenit made an Erev for everybody else and it was Zaka for him as well, it's not an Erev because he didn't have Kavanah to be Zaka to him for free like everybody else he did, but only to get the money. And it's not going to be that low because Ma'as is not Kona. And he says, Rashi didn't have to go through that whole shot because even if he had Kavana to be mocked to him for free, and even if he was mazaka to him by someone else, or he took the ma and he bought something for him from the shuk, it would not be an erev, because the person who gave it had a kavana to be kona from the chambani, and the ma's are not kona. So it's not depending on the person, the nachdom, his kavana when he made the erev. It's dependent on the person in the chutzah who's giving him the money that wanted to make the kinyan, and the kinyan doesn't work. Okay? And all the schuyas that the chemveni does without the das of the baal bayis, he's doing, and you only make an erev midaito, and he says, you can see from the Rashi later on, similar idea. Mishnah continues, Amodim b'shar kol adam shezach l'me'osef. Rashi Rav says, it works for anybody else that the money is good. If you have a baal bayis, tells his friend, take this money, and be zechah the erev, and he went and was zechah for him, he was kona the erev, because a baal bayis is not normally used to selling kikros. He didn't have kavana here, he wanted to become a shliach. And it's like he told him, make an erev for me as a shliach. Rashi adds, by a chemveni himself, if he actually told him arevli, we do say that it works. It's only if he tells the chemveni zakeli and hands him money, that he wanted to be kind with the money, that would not work. If he says arevli, making a shliach, that would go. Tesis Yantar says, we already explained the reason above, and this is the lesson of the tour, that he made him a shliach to be an arev for him. Anyway, it works. And since it's not possible for an erev, unless he is zechah to him like any other people, it also is like he told him that he should be zechah for him like for other people. So the Mishnah continues. She'ein ma'arev l'adam shlomi daito. Rav says, when you make an erev for someone, it has to be from his das. And Rav say, therefore, by the chemveni, if he told mizakeli, he only had kavana to be kona for him, and he wasn't semach on him that he'd be a shliach. And the ma'as don't work. And the person who did it wasn't semach das. So it turns out he's making an erev shlomi daito. And Rashi adds, but if he was moshech the kikir, and he left it by the chemveni, that would be making him a shliach. Amar Behuda, Bemad Vamamur, and Be'evri Tachum, and Rashi Rav says, when do we say you can't do this? By Evri Tachum, which is the chov for him, that he's losing for the other direction. He makes the chov to the east, he can't go to the west. Makes it to the north, he can't go to the south. All these different directions, you stretch out your place of Shvita to one side, he can't go to the other way, and maybe the person would want to go the other way. So it would be a chov for him. And so therefore you can't do it by the tchumim. And Rav adds, halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Aval, the Mishnah says, Be'eru v'chatzeros, ma'arvim nadaito shlomi daito. You don't need a person's das v'eru chatzeros, l'fish zachal adam shlo b'fanav, and chavon adam shlo b'fanav. It's a complete schus, no problem. It's only a chov you can't do for someone if he doesn't agree, a schus you can do. Now, Tezander says, this we mentioned in Mishnah Zayin, that you have to notify somebody. That is by Shitufim Mavos, as the Rav explained there, with a chatzar between two Mavos. And he has to agree that he wants to join one or the other. That's what the Gemara says. And Behuda is not coming to argue. And even if he does, he argues. The Gemara says, Halach is like him. Therefore, it's better to say, be previously in this vein. And the time of the Tanakhama here, the Rush writes that even in a Mavui, only one connection to a Mavui, we're afraid it's a little bit of a chiv to him. So there might be a reason, maybe he doesn't want to join in your era without knowing about it. And then he says, maybe I can find you a reason based on the way that the Magid Mishnah writes in Perek Hay and Helchus Erevim, that even the one who says that a chatzah between two mavos, you can be mishtatif with both of them. You can be mishtatif on both sides of the mavos. Still, we don't say it's a schus for him. Even if he can go to both ways, you're not making a schus, because maybe he doesn't want to join the shidduf with both sides. Maybe it is, you don't think it's good that so many people from both sides of the mavos are be coming into him and putting in their kalim there and joining together with him. Maybe he doesn't want that. Similarly with chatzar, one chatzar itself maybe it's not nicha for that people in the chatzar should get together. Maybe it's not good with the bay chatzar itself. They'll be able to take their kelim in the chatzar, and maybe it's better they should all stay in their own homes, and it won't be so crowded, the people in the chatzar. So they have to look into that as well. Is it always a schus for someone if you give them extra rights? Or maybe it's a chiyah for another condition, another thing you didn't think about. Okay, this is the end of our share today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-204-9331. Have a good day.